Welcome to Dog Secrets.
Dog Secrets.
Brought to you by Zeticus, the dog prodigy king. The dog psychology podcast without the whispering.
Yeah, without the whispering, guys. I know you guys are like, who the hell is this guy? Yeah, I don't do any whispering, sorry. People don't pay me the big bucks to whisper things to them with their dogs, yeah. They don't want to hear like, what's that? Yeah, they want me to be loud and clear. I already have an accent, so last thing you need from me is to whisper things to you. All right, well, thank you for tuning in, guys. My name is Zeticus, the Dog Prodigy King. I know some of you came from my Boss and King podcast. I appreciate you listening to this one. You must have dogs or you must like me more. Who knows? I appreciate the support. So we will keep this all about dog training, dog behavior, dog psychology, guys. I've been doing this for quite some time now. Don't confuse it with the Other Dog Secrets podcast. There's some guy that put like two episodes out like 5 years ago, and they're like 5 minutes something. You know, it's like a little small dog running on a grass. Like I take a dump bigger than that dog. All right, so I go as the Dog Prodigy. I'm legit, guys. You guys can Google me. I have a website, dogsecrets.com. It's secrets, yeah, it's plural. It's not just one secret, you know. I used to have that domain, by the way. I used to have Dog Secrets and Dog Secret. And I remember some of my clients would say, is that secret or secrets? Plural. Like, no, I wish it was just one secret, dumbass. Secrets. But I have hundreds of videos, guys, on YouTube. I've written many articles. You'll see that on my website, you know. So all about dog training, canine psychology. I even have 200 five stars on Yelp. So I'm legit. I've been doing this for, oh my God, 30 years. Yeah, since 94. 30 years, guys. Thousands and thousands of dogs. It's almost 2024, right? I've been doing it through private lessons and group classes and dog boarding and training. Right now I do house calls mainly and doggy boot camp. I almost said booty camp. That's totally different podcast, like a rap video. Booty camp, huh? All right, so what do you get? What makes me separate from sets me apart from our dog guys on these platforms, on Apple and Spotify and Amazon and whatnot, is I'm gonna cover four elements, guys, that you do not hear about. You're gonna see things from your dog's point of view. You're gonna see things from your perspective. You're going to see things from your trainer's perspective, and you're going to see things from the industry's point of view. To my knowledge, there isn't any podcast that covers all those four factors. So I'm going to start with the three biggest myths about dogs, and these will make you think, will make you laugh, and it will make you mad a little bit, because you'll be like, well, how did I miss this? Why didn't I figure this out on my own like months or years ago? So the first myth about dogs, guys, is a lot of you have a dog that whenever sees company, right? And whenever it sees a dog, you're walking it on walks and it sees a dog, a cat, or stranger, they lose it. They bark, they lunge, they charge, you know. And I know you guys saying, oh, he's being protective. Your dog does that even with your husband, does it with your boyfriend. And you're like, he's being protective. That's BS, guys. This is where you don't know crap about dog psychology. So when was last time your dog saw your husband beat you? When was last time your boyfriend attacked you? Hardly ever. Never, I think. When was last time your neighbor Judy, you know, held a gun to your head? When was last time when you had company over, they were all wearing a ski mask and robbing you? So the dog's not being protective at all, guys. The dog's showing off. I repeat, your dog is showing off. You're under no threat whatsoever. Because think about it. It's one thing if a dog mauled you, right? You're walking your dog and neighbor's dog got loose and you got attacked. And the dog was like, okay, you know what? Next time I'll do my best to protect mommy. So that's not true. Your dog's not being protective. The dog's showing off. The dog clearly sees you're under no danger whatsoever. And I'll bet you anything, it's usually with you more the dog acts like that. And it's usually with women or whoever spoils the dog the most. And that's usually women. So if you're spoiling the dog more, guys, the dog's told you, baby, your dog acts up the most or the worst with you and shows off the most with you. Think about that, guys. You never thought of it that way. Because a lot of you say, oh, he's been protective. He's been, Zedekus is just being protective. Like, that's like 90% of my business. I'm in business because of that, guys. Every night when I go to bed, I pray to God, like they call me. I hope to God that the dog acts up around strangers and men and dogs. So they hire me. No, I'm kidding. But that is the main thing of the bread and butter of my business is the dog just don't listen. And they call it leash reactivity, you know. So the dog's more worse on leash, right? And who wants to take the chance? Who's going to unhook the leash and let the dog go, see if the dog will attack the dog or not, or will actually attack the neighbor? So you don't want to take that chance. But they sure act like it, right? Biggest myth number one about dogs, your dog's not being protective. Your dog's showing off, okay? Second myth. You were taught, and you hear all the time, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But is it trick that you care for? It's not tricks, guys. Do you want your dog to know to do a backflip? Do you want the dog to learn to fetch? Do you want the dog to learn to roll over, play dead? No. You want the dog to behave. You want your dog to be not annoying. You want a polite dog. If a dog's barking its head off, the dog should know, like, okay, 5 to 7 bark is reasonable, right? Not 70 barks. You gotta teach the dog right from wrong. It's wrong to bite people. It's wrong to bite your loved ones. It's wrong to guard things from you. It's wrong to make a scene, to embarrass you, to lunge, to charge, to pull on the leash. All these things can be taught to a dog. So whether your dog is 5 months or 15 years old, if your dog's gonna live a few more weeks, a few more months, a few more years, it can learn to behave, guys. It can learn right from wrong. Because think about it, guys. A lot of you don't care about commands. Commands are sit, stay, down, heel, and come. Those are 5 commands, right? Most of you want your dog to be less annoying or not annoying at all. This means you don't want the dog jumping up on people, on guests, on you. You don't want the dog nipping at you. You don't want the dog barking nonstop, charging, lunging, growling, biting. You want the dog fully potty trained. You don't want the dog marking your furniture. You don't want the dog to take off. You want the dog to be reliable off leash. Those are the things you care for. That's not a trick. None of those are tricks, guys. Those are real life examples. So the second myth that people think about is like they think is true is, I don't think you can teach this dog anything. He's old. He said his old ways. But I'm not going to lie to you. It's not going to be easy. Just like you're not going to be easy to change. It's much easier to change early on than like when you're an old person, right? But it's still doable. It's still doable. They say it takes 21 days to build or break a habit. So if you like want to break an old habit or build a new one, it takes you 21 days. Third myth. Dogs born to please. Dogs love to please us. No, that's not true, guys. If that were the case, guys, I wouldn't be in business. Think about it. Everybody has Lassie. Like, how's your dog? Pleaser. He's such a pleaser, that one. How's your dog, you know, Mary? Oh, my God. He's such a pleaser. She lives to please. She lives to please me. No, not true, guys. Dogs love us unconditionally, but they don't like to please us. They don't love to please us. They please themselves. Think about it. Your dog loves you to death, doesn't like to please you. Totally different things. 2 different things, guys. Pleasing you and loving you don't go together. They don't, really. Sorry. So when you come in, you know, the dog loves you. You can see, like, how the dog greets you. Not even your loved one greets you like that. Like your husband, does he greet you like that? Your boyfriend greets you like that? your wife, your kids, like, oh my God, it's you, oh yeah, you finally came back, ah, you know, jumping, running, they do a little doggy dance, jumping on you, nipping at you, they whine, they whimper, that's genuine love, but they don't like to please, guys. If you really, really think you like your dog likes to please, here, I'll challenge you. Can you get your dog's attention when you have company over? Can you get your dog's attention when your dog's loose off-leash? If it's loose off-leash, there's a dog, a kid, a cat, a squirrel. Will the dog listen? Can you get the dog to listen to you without treats? Without pretending you're holding a treat in your hand? You know, you don't hold your finger together. Don't pretend you have an invisible treat. The answer is usually no, guys. So you can't call him a pleasing dog. A pleasing dog, guys, listens to you everywhere, every time, no matter what. They love to please, right? They live to please you. So again, not true. Three myths about dogs, guys. Three biggest myths. The dog not being protective. He's showing off. So even if you're under a threat, guys, the dog should leave it up to you. You should be the one calling the shots. You're the owner, you're the teacher, you're their mother, you're the one in control. You're the one calling the shots. Don't let a stupid dog make that decision. So you should be your dog's mommy, teacher, leader, right? Don't leave it up to the dog. Oh, you know, he didn't like you. If the dog doesn't like you, I don't like you. Your dog doesn't like most of company, guys. Yeah, you think about it. The dog rather just do whatever they want to do. They want to run the show. So you can't leave that decision up to your dog. Second one, you can teach a dog a new trick. So it's not trick, really. It's manners. Even an old dog can learn to behave to be a polite dog, right? And the myth number three, dogs born to please? No. No, there are some dogs that like to please. I'm not going to lie. Those people don't call me. Those dog owners don't seek my help. They have a natural pleasing dog. Why would you need me, really, if your dog likes it? Good for you. I've noticed if a dog is chill, people don't call me. The dog's chill. Like, he may not walk that well on a leash. He may not do that good of a stay. But he doesn't make a scene. He doesn't go bite people. He doesn't go take off. Like, we're chasing him. We got to get in the car. He's not, destructive. He's potty trained. Yeah, you know, he's like, you know, cool dog, but he's not really well trained, but he's cool. He's cool and kind. That's the dog usually people love. Usually people hire me when they cannot do it on their own. And people even fly me to them, guys, to work with their dogs. Yep, I'm that good. You can see that price on my website for those who are wondering and they can afford me. But I do house calls, I do phone consultations, I do Zoom ones. And my doggy boot camp right now is in Los Angeles. All right, I'll wrap it up for this one, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Please give me a good 5-star. Subscribe to my channel. I will keep them coming. I will try to do weekly, if not bi-weekly. And, again, the website is very helpful. There's more information. Again, it's dogsecrets.com. All right, much love and light to you guys. Thank you. Woof, woof.